The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Michael Porter Jr. gave voice to something that I'm so glad that he said it out loud, because I say this, but it's really just a lot more credible when an NBA player says it, which is this, what he said on the Nuggets pod, Harrison Wind. He said, what it takes to be great, dropped this from the clouds. You know, there's a lot of guys who never become as good as they can become because once they get to the NBA, they take their foot off the gas. I see that. I continue to work harder.
Ooh.
Basically, when you get a lot of money, you stop working.
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious, but people seem to think that like these guys are robots. I'm going to say this until I'm blue in the face till the end of time. The difference between a great player and an excellent, elite, all-time great, one that has more than just physical gifts, is that mental drive. Maniacal drive to be even better. Even when you're at the tippy top, even when you're an all-star like Ben Simmons, you add to your craft. Even when you're the top 1% in the world and you're rich as fuck, when your body is tired, when you're injured, when it's July and you've got max money, that's the difference between really good and really, really great. And like, truthfully, that's only like 10 to 15 guys.
Sure.
At a 450, right?
At a given time, yeah.
At a given time.
Yeah.
Elite skill-wise and elite mentally. And, like, can you blame them? Like, there's, for that extra 2%, it's, like, so much work.
Yeah.
It's just so much work, so much time, so much sacrifice, so much giving up other things that you love. Almost, you have to just kind of move away from the whole, like, work-life balance, YOLO, I want to experience and enjoy things. Like, there is no enjoyment other than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. And your wife or girlfriend or kids probably never see you because that's all you give a fuck about. Think about that. Like, what it really normally is you're a lottery pick. The team that chose you has a ton of incentive to make it work. You are like, you're working, you're getting yourself into the league, you're already making good money, you're feeling yourself. The folks from back home are telling you made it.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends around you telling you nothing but yes, telling you nothing but you're great.
You're in party cities literally every night. Like,
yep. Yeah. You have bottle service and bitches. You're there.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting minutes, you're getting buckets. And then if you're just okay, the team still has an incentive to pay you because they think when you get older and mature that you're going to put the time in and the effort in to be ultimately very great for them. And they don't want to look like idiots because they chose you at six, you know, and like there's another four or five players that are already producing more than you, but they don't want to look like dummies. So like, pay you $100 million and see, like, what are they going to do? Trade you? Like, no. Okay, so we're firmly in Ben Simmons land. So you don't even have to be that good to get the contract. You actually have to be very, very bad to get the contract. Because again, teams have egos as well. They don't want to admit that they fucked up and that, hey, this guy is a Ferrari, but he's not like the prestige version of the Ferrari. Like, there's the premium. I'm looking for cars. There's the premium plus, and the prestige. All these guys are premium. Some guys are premium plus, almost no one prestige. And the team doesn't want to say, listen, like, I mean, he's a premium. We'll pay him like a prestige and see if maybe if he like becomes that guy. It's normally not going to happen, but that's the deal, right?
Yeah.
You've got life-changing money. You're good enough to keep playing probably for the next 15 years and getting paid. Will you continue to strive for greatness? Probably not. Probably not. I mean, I wouldn't. That's what makes LeBron James so fucking amazing.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
If you think about that and put that all of that into perspective and know that it's 3 a days, like 24/7, not just 1 year, not just 2 years, but like 20 years of that, $1 million in healthcare costs a year on your body and food and nutrition and all kinds of other things that get your mind and body right, bitches and shit. 20 years, best of the generation, and never took his foot off the gas.
Pretty nuts.
Pretty fucking nuts. Other guys, 4 years in the league, just fucking chilling, just not getting better. Looking at you, Marvin Bagley. That's you.
Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins. He's so good, Andrew Wiggins, like skill-wise. And, you know, that's the thing about us as people. We expect that because Andrew Wiggins is so physically gifted and so genetically there that he should want it like Bron or Kobe did. And it's like, he's just like us.
Right. I mean, it's so easy for people like us to say, but like when you really like dissect it, like, okay, do you give 100% at your job every single day? Like, are you going the extra mile at your job every single day? Like you demand like of these guys, which I mean, not saying that like we shouldn't hold high caliber athletes to a high standard, but
where does it end?
Right. Just,
but
yeah.
Where does it end? Like you become almost like that crazy person in the Coliseum that's yeah. like, die for me. It's like, no, like these are human beings. But, you know, that's interesting that I think Michael Porter Jr. peeled back the onion on that, because mm-hmm. when NBA players are saying like, listen, I'm looking at my counterparts and my colleagues and they are lazy. They are chilling. That's how you know it's real. That's how you know it's real.